He is funny looking.
Murray Stanford first met Igor in 1981.
He has one eye that's lower than the other. He has a double set of pelvic fins. His head sort of looks like it's bashed in on one side. He's just a messed up fish, but he's cute in a way because he's so ugly.
Igor didn't always look so weird. He's kind of an ugly duckling in reverse. Igor is a freshwater pacu fish, the vegetarian cousin of the flesh-eating piranha. His journey began at least 40 years ago in the Amazon. That's where pacu fish are from. Here in Florida, they often end up on display in fish tanks and homes and restaurants, and when they get too big, in the canals. Back in the day, Charlie Holland owned a pet store in Boca Raton. He's the one who first sold Igor.
And he was about, I'd say, 6 to 8 inches long at the time.
Igor had a bad habit of ramming head-on into the glass walls of his tank.
It was a 10-foot-long tank. It was going pretty fast and hit the tank. One, it hadn't killed him, but it didn't.
It didn't kill him, but it did beat him up. Eventually, the owners decided to get rid of their tanks and return the fish back to Holland.
They didn't have a tank to put him in at the time, and I was scared he'd jump out of a small tank. I didn't want to just kill him or dump him in a canal. You know, we don't do things like that.
With such a lopsided head, the chances the fish getting adopted were slim. Since the pacu is an exotic species, Holland called the Florida Fish and Wildlife Conservation Commission. For 35 years, Paul Shafflin was the director of the non-native research lab for the FWC.
It's illegal for any private party to release any exotic fish.
Soon, Igor was on his way to live at the lab in Boca Raton. There, they studied non-native fish like Igor, caught in Florida's canals. And the scientists do get attached.
When you have a fish, the longer you have him, the more you relate to that as a pet, and the fish just became part of our work family.
That was 37 years ago. Now Igor weighs a whopping 27 pounds and is almost 2.5 feet long. Murray Stanford started working at the lab fresh out of college and became Igor's main caretaker.
When I came here in 81, he was already in the 500-gallon tank, so you'd have to climb up on a ladder to feed him. So he would come up to the surface, and you could just hand-feed him, and it was a great fish.
When Igor was about 20, he had a close call. He got sick, and his body was covered with fungus.
Matter of fact, he looks like a huge cotton ball.
He started swimming upside down and ended up on his back at the bottom of the tank.
We were about to euthanize him because he was that bad.
And then they tried one last thing, a compound called potassium permanganate.
It might burn his gills. That might kill him too. But it ended up working.
For nearly 40 years, the lab adopted many undesirable exotic fish. They had dozens of aquariums from 10 to 1,000-gallon tanks. During that time, fish came and went. Only Igor outlived them all. This spring, the lab lost its lease, and now the new space is just offices, no tanks. So Igor had to move. The Loxahatchee River Environmental Center in Jupiter agreed to give him a temporary home. But once again, Igor stole the show.
The River Center is going to keep him, and they're happy because he's been just tremendous for them. And they actually have a special feeding time that they feed Igor, and the kids can watch him be fed.
Igor now shares an 18,000-gallon aquarium with exotic bluegills, tilapia, and cichlids. The turtles have become his friends and shadow him wherever he goes. I'm Patricia Sagastume in Boca Raton.